Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are...
The Romies!
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to episode 94.
94.
Yes, where we are continuing our little mini-series on what to pack for different scenarios and situations. And today, we will be discussing emergency preparedness.
Yay.
How to build a basic emergency supply kit, essentially. Something that you can grab in an emergency to get on the go and to keep you safe and well-supplied.
In a previous podcast episode, you referred to this as a go bag.
So yeah.
You could think of it like that.
Yeah. And, you know, there may be a situation, an emergency, where you have to survive on your own for a number of days. And so to have a kit that is well prepared means you've got enough food and water and other supplies to last for several days if the situation forces you to be on your own for that many days that you can survive. You've got the supplies there on hand to supply. To survive. Yes, to survive.
To supply your survival.
Yes. I mean, a disaster kit is basically a collection of basic items in your household that you may need in the event of an emergency, right? So make sure that it's stocked with items on the checklist we're going to give you. And once you take a look at the basic items, we're going to post it on our show notes. So mm-hmm. Take a look at that and then consider what the needs of your family might be. They may be specific, like supplies for pets or seniors in your home, not graduating high school or college seniors, but seasoned citizens, as we may call them.
Right, or toddlers or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the situation may be.
You might have certain
pets.
Medical issues or
yep.
things that, medical considerations that you might have that others don't. So.
Yep, exactly.
So one thing to keep your kit in, you can store your items in an airtight plastic bags and put all of those bags into a supplies kit and put all of that like in an easy to carry container such as plastic bins or a backpack or a duffel bag. We bought a cool like a medium-sized backpack with wheels.
Yeah, we're a fan of backpacks. I mean,
so
you strap them on and go, right?
That's what we did.
Very mobile. And with wheels on it, it's even more mobile, convenient,
yeah,
whatever situations,
yeah.
I guess. We haven't had to use it for an emergency yet, but it feels like we'll be well prepared.
Yes. And that's a good feeling.
Yes. So a basic emergency supply kit might include some of the following recommended items. And we're going to read these to you basically as a list. They'll be on our show notes and you can check them out there too. I'll start it out. Water. You want to have 1 gallon per person per day for at least 3 days for drinking and sanitation. So 1 gallon per person per day for at least 3 days.
Food. Also at least a 3-day supply of non-perishable food. And depending on what that food is, you might need a can opener or scissors or utensils with which to partake that food or to get to that food. So, and ideally you want that food to be high in water and calories so it helps you survive longer.
So you don't have to eat as much, but you get the calories you need. One thing that we have found very convenient during tornado warnings and when we were having to endure a tornado in Mississippi and also hurricanes in Louisiana.
And earthquakes in California.
Yes, is a battery-powered or hand-crank radio or a NOAA weather radio, which the and is a good thing if you live in tornado areas. With tone alert, make sure you have extra batteries for that you're ready to go in that situation.
Have a flashlight with extra batteries for that flashlight and light sticks.
Yeah.
And we have a flashlight that's solar powered, so those even exist. So
yep.
That's another way to power a flashlight.
Yeah, and don't forget a first aid kit with a first aid manual. That's a good thing to have, as well as a whistle that you can blow to signal for help.
Plastic sheeting and duct tape in order to help you shelter in place.
Moist towelettes with hand sanitizer, garbage bags, plastic ties for personal sanitation.
A wrench or pliers so that you can turn off utilities.
Very important. manual can opener. How about that? Manual can opener for food.
Yes. Again, that applies to if you have canned food in your emergency kit. Also, physical, real local maps and a real physical local list of emergency out of area contact phone numbers. You right? never know if your cell phone's going to die and if you're going to have, you know, the option to recharge it and all of that. So
we're talking paper physical, here.
Yes.
Wow. Cell phone with chargers, a backup battery, and ideally a solar backup battery would be awesome.
Right. And then you could look at your map on your phone. But again, no, well, you can't guarantee you'll have internet. Yeah. Now, you also want a dust mask to help filter contaminated air.
Yeah, and speaking of masks, right? Since the spring of 2020, the CDC has recommended people include additional emergency supplies in their kits. Of course, it's to help prevent the spread of coronavirus and other viruses as well, like the flu. So consider adding the following items to your emergency supply kit based on your individual needs. Love.
So those masks yes. that you just mentioned for the dust mask yes. can cloth, also serve.
Yeah, mask or cloth face coverings. Mm-hmm. You know, for everyone ages 2 and above, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Along with your soap, hand sanitizer, disinfecting wipes, and you know, to keep everything nice and clean. Disinfect your hands
and services. Yeah, right. Disposable gloves.
All right. And you want your prescription medications?
Yep. Non-prescription medications also, such as like pain relievers, of course, anti-diarrhea medication. Yeah. Sorry. Antacids, laxatives, which seems ironic when I just said anti-diarrhea medication. Anyway, mm-hmm. antacids or laxatives. Your vitamins, that's important, right? Yep. Got to stay healthy, keep your immune system up.
Again, any items that meet your unique family needs, such as extra prescription eyeglasses and contact lens solution or hearing aid batteries, or maybe you need infant formula bottles, diapers, wipes, pacifiers, or diaper rash cream, or maybe you need pet food and extra water for your pet. So all of those types of things that are unique to you, only you can answer what those things might be, but go ahead and list them out and put them in your kit.
Yeah, also pack cash, coins, maybe some traveler's checks.
And have important family documents, such as copies of your insurance policies, identification and bank account records, copies of your credit cards and ID cards, pictures of your pets and family, phone numbers and maps, like we talked about earlier. You can save all this electronically, or ideally, have some type of physical
copy
mm-hmm. of these things that you put in a waterproof portable container. There's probably a safe container that, you know, you can unlock that's safe to you, and it keeps it protected, and you'll have that with you.
Yeah, you'll want a sleeping bag or a warm blanket for each person, right? Consider additional bedding if you live in a cold weather climate. Complete change of clothing. Appropriate for your climate, again. Include long sleeve shirt, long pants, and sturdy shoes. Consider additional clothing. Again, like I said, if you live in a cold weather climate, like a jacket or a coat, hat, mittens, scarf, hand warmers, thermal underwear, rain gear, and the like.
And one thing that we use, we have some clothes that we weren't wearing very much, but they still fit. And we were like, we should give these to Goodwill, but we like them, but we're not really wearing them. So those are the clothes that Rory and I have used to put like in our emergency kit in our car and where we have our extra clothes. And I've actually used my emergency clothes right. because I was in a big rain deluge and I had to deluge. Yes. Thank you. And I had to change my pants, and I was really glad I had my emergency backup.
She tells everyone it was rain. you might want to consider a fire extinguisher and matches, right? In a waterproof container.
Feminine supplies and personal hygiene items.
Yeah, glad she said that one. Kitchen accessories, mess kits, paper cups, plates, paper towels, plastic utensils. Again, I think it's important to have a can opener, because even if you don't have cans and it's a real emergency, somebody else might, and you can eat.
There you go. Paper and pencil.
Mm-hmm. A compass. App and phone if your battery doesn't die, right?
Mm-hmm. And then you want some comfort items, especially if you have kids, but you might need some of this yourself. Just like if you're in a survival situation, you might need just a little breather, and it might be nice to have a book or game or puzzles or other activities on hand, writing materials. you never, you know, some if you've got room in the bag for just a little comfort item and a little distraction from the crazy emergencies, that might be nice to have on hand.
Yep, and remember, like I'd mentioned the first aid manual, but like an emergency reference material with the numbers of all the emergency contacts and things like that. She mentioned that earlier. You can actually go to ready.gov, www.ready.gov, and they've got a lot of helpful tips and information there.
Now, you might also deeply want to consider things that you want for additional sanitation and hygiene. So things such as heavy-duty plastic garbage bag and ties and toilet paper.
TP.
A medium-sized plastic bucket with a tight lid.
Speaking of TP.
And one thing that we actually keep our emergency plies in one of these. We have a like a 40-gallon, 35-gallon cat litter container. Those plastic cat litter containers. They have a really nice lid, and it's a good solid container with a handle. And that's just a great container.
I think you meant 5 gallon, not 45 gallons. Is that what you said?
No, 35 to 40-gallon container of cat
that's
litter.
A barrel.
Yeah, that's what we have. They're 35 gallons.
No way.
Yes, they hold 35 gallons. And I had always thought, well, hey, if I needed to, you know, make up a toilet, I'd have some kind of version of this container. I could get creative. But it also has a really nice, the lids, those lids on the those litter things close really
well. I thought it was 35 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not 35 gallons.
35 pounds.
Because 50 gallons is a barrel.
Barrel of fun.
Okay, yeah, that was a barrel of fun. Yeah, so she's talking 35-pound to 40-pound container,
right?
This
is why I need you in my life.
Which is like a giant slop jar. The lid seals tightly, so that's nice.
And you don't have to use it as a slop jar. You probably use it for other things. But I'm just saying that could work for sanitation in some capacity. You could also bring a small shovel to help you dig a latrine in the ground. Yeah.
Well,
so,
and speaking of all this, how about some chlorine bleach, huh?
Yeah.
Medicine dropper. Because when you dilute bleach with 9 parts water, you know, 9 parts water to 1 part bleach, it can be used as a disinfectant or an emergency. Yeah, you can treat it to treat water. You can use it to treat water by using 16 drops of regular liquid bleach per gallon of water. So that's a really good thing.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, don't use scented color safe bleaches or ones with added cleaners, obviously.
And then again, along the sanitation hygiene list and things to think about adding as a like washcloth, towel and soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, floss. Hey, and the floss could come in handy and not just for flossing. You might have some other emergency.
Right, an
emergency, having a little tiny
string. Tie a string around your finger to help you remember something.
Yeah, deodorant, sunscreen, lip balm, insect repellent, mirror, that type of stuff. Okay, so, and by the way, that list I mentioned, Rory, just these, all of these types of items and your clothing can always stay in your perfectly packed carry-on that you use for trips. That's why we did the perfectly packed carry-on episode first in our list of lists.
I see.
See? So if you always have your pre-packed carry-on.
Packed carry-on.
Yes. A lot of these items cross, right?
Pollinate.
They cross-pollinate.
No, that's not the word.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
These items are in both lists, your carry-on and your emergency kit. So have your perfectly packed carry-on ready to go for your trips that you plan on. And then the rest of the items can go in your additional containers, like your backpack or your duffel bag or your plastic containers or your cat litter box of 35-pound cat litter box things. All that can be contained in those things, and then you're all ready to go. And then you're always feel more prepared for life's little curveballs.
That's right. Life's curved balls.
Yes.
So
how do we maintain our kit, Rory?
Well, it's good that you would ask that, because after assembling it, you will have to remember to maintain it so it's ready when you need it. For example, we have experienced this. Mm-hmm. Keep canned food in a cool, dry place. Store boxed food in tightly closed plastic or metal containers, so bugs and insects and rats and rodents don't get it. Mm-hmm. Replace expired items as needed. We have just recently had to replace all of our water and all of our food items, the emergency food items that are these bars, because they are well expired.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So rethink your needs every year, right? And update your kit. Your family's needs may change. You may have children. You may get rid of some children. I mean, you know, they move out of the house or something. Mm-hmm. So, and you may gain pets, lose pets. Make an annual reminder. on your cell phone calendar to check the status of emergency kits, because out of sight, out of mind. Okay, yes. So make sure you know where they are, update anything about to expire.
Go ahead and eat it, right? Yes, if it's going to expire, right. Yep. Buy stuff that you're going to actually eat so yep. you're not wasting your money.
Astronaut ice cream.
Right. Now, where do we keep these kits? That's a good question. We don't know where we're going to be when an emergency occurs, right? We could be at work, we could be in the car, we could be at home. So it is important that when emergency occurs that we have supplies at our home, at our work, and in our cars.
Access.
So.
If it's at home.
Yes.
Keep it in a designated place and have it ready in case you have to leave your home quickly. We know where ours is. We just run and grab it and take off. Make sure all family members know where the kit is kept. And now that we've moved, we need to establish a place.
Yes. Yes, because Rory and I just recently moved.
Recently moved. That's yeah. right.
And so that'll be another checklist we provide for you guys down the road is your moving prep checklist. At work, you want to be prepared to shelter at work for at least 24 hours. So your work kit should include food, water, and other necessities like medicines, as well as comfortable walking shoes stored in a grab-and-go case. So have that in a good place in your office. Once you, you know, if you're not back at your actual office, when you do get back to your actual office, have that bag ready to take with you so it's there.
Yeah, and obvious for many people who live in the north, especially with a lot of snow and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Or in California with the earthquakes.
Yes, that's yeah. right. Keep stuff in your car in case you're stranded. You need a kit of emergency supplies in your car.
Yes. And we will do another episode on earthquake preparedness, and because there's specific things you'll need for that. So we will, again, have a lot of these lists as much as we can fit in the show notes. There is a limited amount of space in our show notes, so we will put as many of these items as we can. And keep referring to this list and make yourself prepared. You are going to really appreciate, even if you never have to use them, just the feeling of security and preparedness that it provides is really a nice bolt to your heart and your soul.
Okay, a bolt to your heart and soul, which sounds painful, but it's actually a good thing, apparently.
It's a good, happy thing.
Bolster.
There you go.
There you go. Yes, it is actually nice having it. When we were in California, the earthquake was always over our heads, right? It's going to happen. It's time for it. This big one's going to happen. But we had a kit, and we had a go bag, and it was like, okay.
And that's all you could do.
Yeah, we got some stuff. If everything turns really bad, we have these biscuits that are really high in calories and water and these boxes that'll last for, you know.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And, you know, you could totally be caught off guard, and you probably will be, but at least you might have a better chance of enduring it and getting through it.
Of surviving and thriving.
Yes. Mm. We want that for all of you.
Yes.
Well, have a wonderful, thriving day today, and we'll talk to you next episode.
Bye-bye.
We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
TheRoamies. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
TheRoamies.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.